I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Demonstrators took to the streets of Bogota, Colombia the other day for the third national protest in 2 weeks. Their demands vary widely from support of a peace deal with Colombia's largest militant group to minimum wage security for young people. The protests are mostly peaceful. Compassion International's Carlos Alvarez.
Some of the families, they were experiencing a little bit of unrest, and there was actually a little bit of panic in houses because people were trying to break in.
Look for this story at missionnews.org to learn how you can help through Compassion International, and most importantly, pray.
Please keep praying for us. Donors can come in and support us as well so that more children can get the help they need through our local church partners.
And Bibles for the World's new partnership is helping resource churches in Cambodia. Bibles for the World's president and CEO, John Padidi.
We'll be providing scripture as a partner to Franklin Graham's Love Phnom Penh Festival in the capital city of Cambodia. And we're very excited about this opportunity. We're very excited as we've seen the body of Christ come together. And that is one of the things that's always so exciting and encouraging, is to see the different churches, different denominations, and independent churches and other ministries come together and work together with a common goal of bringing the good news of Jesus Christ to the people of their town, of their city.
Find the full details and ways to pray at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.